Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Storm chasers are reportedly targeting people in Two Rivers as people there work to clear up damage after last weekend's storms. The city sent out a warning that scammers are going door-to-door offering tree removal and cleanup services. Some are suggesting they're associated with the city or legitimate businesses, taking advantage of victims' vulnerability and eagerness to just get things done so they can return to normal. The city offered some tips on how to spot these scammers in action. First, they say be cautious about any contractor who asks for cash up front, pressuring you to make immediate decisions. Legitimate tree removal companies do not ask for advance payment for storm response work. Also, the city of Two Rivers does not send text messages offering cleanup services. Former Packers QB Aaron Rodgers says yes, this will be his last season in the NFL. Rodgers answered the question during a press conference about signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers for another year and reuniting with former Packers head coach Mike McCarthy. The Steelers hired McCarthy earlier this year. Rodgers and McCarthy shared 13 seasons with the Packers. So what about Rodgers' previous comments that he would retire from football as a Green Bay Packer? Well, that can still happen. It's not uncommon for legendary players like Rodgers to sign a ceremonial one-day contract with a team to which they've dedicated the bulk of their career. Rodgers has said in previous interviews he has nothing but love for the Green Bay Packers, where he spent 18 years, won 4 MVPs, and earned a Super Bowl ring. Tens of millions of people will be hitting the road this holiday weekend, kicking off what gas experts say is expected to be the most expensive summer travel in years. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says unleaded gas could average about $4.80 a gallon from Memorial Day through Labor Day. That's close to a buck and a half higher than it was last year. DeHaan says the Strait of Hormuz is at the center of volatile fuel prices. If the strait remains closed for most of the summer, that could push the price at the pump to record levels. Even when the Strait of Hormuz does fully open, DeHaan says it could take more than a year for prices to get back down below $3 a gallon. Despite higher gas prices, though, more than half of Americans surveyed by Gas Buddy say they're planning to drive at least 2 hours away from home this summer. That's down 13% from last year. There's plenty going on right here in the Green Bay area to keep you close to home for Memorial Day weekend. The Kiwanis Memorial Day Parade in De Pere kicks off at 10 a.m. Monday at the intersection of Grant and South 6th Street. Following the parade, Celebrate De Pere will host a veteran ceremony at 12:30. Communities all around our area are holding similar observances, rain or shine, to honor those who lost their lives in service to our country. Heritage Hill State Historical Park will have a wreath laying at the garden patio and Tomb of the Unknown Soldier from 10 a.m. to 11, with the Fort Howard Guard, Fife, and Drum Corps. Senator Jamie Wall will make remarks prior to an invocation. The Disabled Veterans of America are holding a Memorial Day ceremony along the Fox River at 4 p.m. in Admiral Flatley Park. 3 p.m. on Memorial Day is the official time for the sounding of taps across America. Buglers all across the nation will be playing taps at that time. In Green Bay, Fleet Farm stores on the city's east and west sides will hold a brief ceremony just prior to the sounding of taps at 3 p.m. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. If you're hitting the road this Memorial Day weekend, Wisconsin transportation officials say be ready for traffic, delays, and work zones. More than 700,000 people are expected to travel by car, with the busiest times starting this afternoon and continuing through Monday, even with construction projects easing up for the holiday. Drivers will still encounter detours, lane shifts, and reduced speeds across the state. Officials say checking 511 Wisconsin can help avoid surprises along your route. They also stress simple safety steps like buckling up, putting the phone down, and slowing down in work zones. Wisconsin's congressional map battle is moving to the state Supreme Court, but confusion over appeal rules could slow or stop the process. According to WisPolitics, two separate lawsuits, one claiming partisan gerrymandering and another calling the map anti-competitive, were both rejected earlier this year. Lawyers now disagree on whether appeals must be filed within 30 days or 90 days under a 2011 law. That decision could determine if at least one of the challenges moves forward. And former Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle is endorsing Judge Pedro Colon for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. According to a press release from Colon's campaign, Doyle appointed Judge Colon to the Milwaukee County Circuit Court in 2010. Doyle says the judge comes uniquely qualified to face the challenges that will undoubtedly come before this Supreme Court in the next decade. He also said Colon is a dedicated public servant who deeply cares about the people of our state. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew sweep the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers have the night off after beating the Cubs 5-0, completing a 3-game sweep. That ended a 15-game winning streak at home for Chicago, and they now find themselves a game and a half behind the now first-place Brewers. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
You know, when you don't swing the bats and you don't score a run, it just, a baseball game doesn't look good for your side. You know, we're in a funk right now. And, you know, it's up to us to change it.
Brewers pitcher Kyle Harrison only gave up 2 hits in 7 innings pitched. Jake Bowers has an 11-game hitting streak going as they open a home series tomorrow night against the Dodgers. Pat Murphy on the sweep.
I think it gives us a little confidence. We have a very young club, as you know. Yeah, I think it gives you a little confidence. Friday will be here soon enough, and we have the Dodgers in town. So
that's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 56 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low dropping down into the lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slightly warmer with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.